Hello, my name is Fabian Wiesemann. I'm a master's student at Flensburg University of Applied Sciences. And today I'll talk about the integration of Intel TDX remote attestation into the SSH protocol. I will start with a really brief overview about the technologies I've used. Then I will state the project goal that I had. And then I'll talk about the protocol and the implementation. So Intel TDX is a confidential computing solution on the virtual machine level, and it isolates a workload from the software outside the trust domain, so the host OS, for example. And Intel TDX remote attestation provides us with means to verify that Intel TDX is enabled for a certain virtual machine, along with many other attributes that we can check and verify. And the evidence produced can then be verified by the relying party. And on Azure Confidential Virtual Machines, there are some special mechanisms that Azure provides us with their Azure Attestation Service. I will also use SSH. SSH is a really common server client protocol that provides us with remote shell access, file transfer, or port forwarding between two machines. And it comes with encryption and authentication both of the server and the client built in. It's a really popular protocol used by many other applications like Git, Async, and many others. This means if we implement attestation in SSH, we can use remote attestation with many other applications that use SSH. So my goal for this project was to modify OpenSSH so that our client only connects to an SSH server that can prove that it's running inside a TDX-enabled VM. In the protocol, which is a challenge response protocol, the client will take the role of the challenger requesting attestation, and it will also be the relying party, and the server will take the attesting part. The protocol starts with the usual SSH setup, including authentication and encryption. So from this point on, everything happens encrypted. The whole attestation information is only shared encrypted over the secure channel. And it also happens after the client, the user, has shown the server that it's actually a legitimate user of the system. So unauthorized third parties can not request attestation information. The protocol for attestation then starts with the attestation request that includes a random nonce chosen by the client. And the server will then use this nonce to generate the Intel TDX quote. And it will take this quote to the Azure attestation service. I'm mentioning Azure all the time because that's where I built the proof of concept. Azure will take the TDX quote.